Good morning. Welcome to Local Matters. Hi, I'm so excited to have my good friend back in with me, Mr. Jeff Mason, Smith County Mayor. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Ben.
How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm great. Long time no see, my friend.
Long time no see. And look, I don't have to share the mic with any of them losers today.
You don't. We don't have the four mayors in. We just have one. We'll get back to that at some point in time as we're still praying for Mr. Andy Hedges.
Absolutely.
As he is dealing with some things, and he's tough, so we know he's going to be all right. But we love you, Andy, if you're listening. But having Jeff in today, and one of the reasons is there's a lot going on in Smith County that I've been out of the loop on since I have changed careers.
Since you left us.
Since I left you. And I don't talk to you as much as I used to.
No.
And
no.
So I miss the updates because I love Smith County. I mean, it's a beautiful place.
It is. I think it's the greatest place in the world.
You think it's the greatest place in the world? I think just a few miles west or east of that's the greatest place in the world. It's close enough. But let's talk some Smith County.
Okay.
First of all, let's talk some Vols. How about the Vols right now?
Loving it. Big game tomorrow.
Yeah, against Georgia. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But
just win, baby. That's all we got to do.
That's all you got to do.
You know, there's been several years that we went down there and I thought, not a chance.
Yeah.
But this year, there's a chance.
Our defense gives us a chance every
Our
game,
defense
right?
gives us a
have
chance.
Have you been to many games?
I have. I've been to the last four, the homestand. I was at all four of those.
Your Florida game?
Yeah.
I was there.
Florida, Alabama, Kentucky, Mississippi State. We didn't go to the two early ones because it was hot. But
yeah. I'll tell you that story off air.
All right.
Yeah. Doesn't need to be repeated.
Right.
That's interesting. Anyway.
Yeah, I was with some of your... Well, what used to be your counterpart.
Did you get to go to the IPS tailgate?
Well, the Institute of Ag.
Oh, yeah.
So,
folks, the University of Tennessee has several institutes. The Institute for Public Services, where I used to work at, there's the Institute of Agriculture, which is the biggest institute, right? And they often bring in people that are a part of the community for a tailgate and just to get to be together and network. So, yeah.
You see a lot of folks.
You do. Yeah. Legislators are there. You get to talk to them about, you know, what's going on in your county and put bugs in their ear because session's coming up. And it's a good opportunity to network. So, let's talk about Smith County. How is the 1981 Financial Management Act implementation going?
We completely changed over October. I think it was a week of October 2023rd, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we've ran one payroll with those guys and working on that. It's, you know, busy. Our staff's bigger than it was when we were 57, but she's got some really smart, really cool people working for her. You know, Daisy and that crew had set up a culture, you know, that this is the way we're going to do work, and you work and they have fun, but they get their job done, they do it right, and you're accurate. And so she hired a crew, and you know, a couple of them came over from the school board, and then she hired two brand new ones and a new HR person to kind of fill that role when Amanda moved into full-time payroll. And they have hit the ground running. They've gelled, and I mean, it's amazing to watch them. I mean, how they work. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you know, somebody sits up in the day and I was like, well, I can't tell her what Daisy don't work for me anymore. But, you know, so, you know.
She's got seven bosses now.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But she does a tremendous job and her staff is awesome and they're doing a good job. And, you know, there's hiccups every day. There's things you're going to miss. There's things that, you know, that people are used to doing it one way. And, you know, as I've said, you know, with that crew, even when we were 57, it was just me. I mean, if you didn't do it right, they didn't do it. I mean, there was no bending the rules or begging them to look the other way. I mean, good gosh. I mean, you let an invoice show up without a purchase order behind it, and you might as well, you know, it's a walk of shame back down the hall to your office.
Could you fathom the thought of going back to just a general law operation?
No.
And wouldn't that be crazy?
No.
Y'all come so far.
Well, Randy Hedy and anybody that's a general law mayor, you're crazy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have if I had to do the books like he does. I mean, he doesn't but you know,
he's got staff, but he has to oversee
it, right? All that and be mayor and chief economic officer. You know, and then you know, you got the people calling because the toilet paper's out at the ballpark. You know,
There's a lot that happens in the mayor's office, and
yes,
the day to day financials. If it's not in there, it's probably it's going to be a relief for you all. And
absolutely, I would encourage anybody to, if you can't go 81, go 57 to get started.
Yeah, well, let's update on that implementation. Of course, I was with you all through the whole process of getting it approved. And there was questions about who would come from the schools. You said two. Two came from the school board. So they're now employees of the finance department. And then you've hired two more, you said?
Two more. Well, we transferred one out of the clerk and master's office. She came over from clerk and master's office and became Marcy. I don't know if you remember Marcy that worked for the chancellor.
Yes. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. So she moved over. Okay.
She came over and took over HR. Yeah. When Amanda Diller moved full time into payroll. So we have a payroll for the general payroll for 141, 442 stuff.
Because that really the payroll for that alone is a full time job, right?
It is, and there have with us with the general government 101 in Landfield. And the highway department, we get paid every 2 weeks, and it's one payroll done. But, with the schools, it's kind of different because teachers get paid monthly. Yep. Support staff get paid weekly. Right. Some gets about, it's all over the place. So, yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah. Well, so, and that reason I would update is because
that was one of the things about Miss Alicia Wills that came over from the school board that she was, it was critical that she came because she could help a lot with that payroll, which has been great.
Yeah. And I think I don't want to speak for anybody in Smith County, but from what I heard in the meetings or the discussions of implementing the 81 was they were concerned, one, that they were going to lose their jobs. That was never mentioned, right? The
people that worked at the school,
that was never going to happen. It was just a rumor. Two, their whole life would change because they're now working for county instead of the schools. Benefits would change, all that. Y'all are working that out, making that work. I mean, it's a process to get through that.
Yeah,
there was a lot of fear, right?
There was a lot of fear, and basically they all had an opportunity to come and interview to come over before Daisy started looking outside to hire, and at that time they all decided to stay with the school system, which we still ain't figured out how that worked, but they did. And
if the schools are putting in their budget, they can put them in whatever position they want to. They're just no longer part of the finance, centralized finance operation.
Right.
So, well, I think that's a positive thing. Y'all, it got it fully implemented, and it's only going to – Daisy is one of the best, right?
I would agree.
Smart, kind, aware. She's just – and her staff, I know. I don't know everybody now, but
– diligent.
Yeah.
Accurate. And cares.
It has been there. She's been there now for ten years, I guess, close to it. I don't know. She's been there a while, so she knows. But anyway, so give me some more good news. I know you've got a courthouse grant, right?
Yes, so thanks.
Tell me about that process. How all did that come about?
So for years, we've been looking for a grant to refurbish our courthouse. When I came into office, of course, you were there side by side. We had our issues on the front end. Been working on getting those fixed, and we finally got a little money ahead to where. So, I think that was last year that I was looking for any kind of grant for courthouse, and there's just not. I tell people all the time, that was one thing that we got beat up over a little bit by during the 81 is like we don't do good with grants. Well, there's a difference between the school getting grants and the general government getting grants. We don't get a lot of grants that don't end up costing us money. I mean, there's not a lot of grants out there for facilities upgrades or operating expenses or, things like that. So, and then a lot of times you can go get a grant and go, well, we'll build you a new facility, but it's got to be dedicated to blah, blah, blah. And then you've took on the expense of maintaining that building. And so, we were trying to be selective. And then it was last year that the ECD came out with the Broadband Connected Community Facility Grants. It's some of the ARP dollars that they had left. It came out. And the first round was everybody got $100,000. You just had to apply. And that was to help connect your communities through a broadband initiative of a Wi-Fi in a ballpark, Wi-Fi in a courthouse, something like that. So we got that. And then there was another facility, what they called the Connected Community Facilities, which was at that time it was big on telehealth and Wi-Fi capability to your communities. So we applied for that one, went after the max, $2 million, which, you know, people are like, well, maybe you should ask for less. Well, why would I ask for less when I need $2 million?
Right.
So that round didn't get funded, went to some of the distressed counties, which, you know, that happens a lot. We're a transitional county, and our, you know, I always say we're, you know, we're middle class, and we don't, there's not a lot of opportunities for us. Another round, they said, but, you know, keep your head up, another round coming. Another round came. This one geared more kind of the same telehealth, expanding Wi-Fi services with a workforce job training element. So we kind of got creative and looked and said, okay, we're going to take, you know, we'll dedicate a room to a Wi-Fi cafe for our people to come and be able during the business hours to come and use free Wi-Fi. There'll be actually be laptops in there for them to use. It's kind of like that. We'll take a room and dedicate that. We'll set. We got the money on the front end to do some iPads for some telehealth. If you need to come in, do telehealth. We partnered, went and got some support from our local hospital, Riverview, which have been, were great about doing some health screenings in that room for, you know, for the public. Chris Townsend with DTC was great as far as the Wi-Fi side. And then we talked, you know, with this grant, we'll be able to fix up and rehab the second floor, which used to be the old courthouse, yep. Which I'm sure you remember they used to have court meetings there.
Sure did.
And so one of the goals that I've got is to get back to meeting and having our court meetings there.
Okay.
Well, so with that gives us an opportunity to use that big room during the day for if local businesses need to do job training.
Oh, yeah.
Or meetings or something like that, so we can do that. In my mind, I see that room transitioning into, you know, how the big room at the DD, the development district, yeah. Is with that, you know, you've got all these little tables that you can make individual tables, mm-hmm. You can make boardrooms, and that's kind of in my vision. I see that there's an old the old General Sessions podium is upstairs, so I'd like to get that down and
that'd
kind of
cool.
Build that up and build that, make a true, like the old courthouse. One of the things we're you know, with that money and is we want to go to that like you guys do, the electronic voting,
yeah.
Which I think will be cool. Have monitors and TVs for you know, agendas for be maybe some, you know. The sound system's really good in there because they used to do plays in there, but we'd like to upgrade, you know, maybe some cameras and video system where we can film and
gotcha.
Stream our own meetings,
yeah.
Like that in partnership with the Insider in that way. So, you know, I think it'll be good.
That's awesome. And I'll hear more about it when we come back after this break. I'm with Smith County Mayor Jeff Mason. Be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. Smith County Mayor Jeff Mason, good friend of mine, updating us on all things Smith County. Been a while since you've been on,
yes.
Jeff. I appreciate you being here again. So
hey,
we
good
left.
To see you, buddy.
Yeah, it's good to see you always. We left talking about the courthouse grant that you all received and some improvements you're doing. And that courthouse is old. How old is it, we say?
18, I want to. I told somebody 1836, but that don't sound right, but maybe it is right.
I mean, it's old.
It's old.
Yeah.
1800s. It survived the Civil War and such.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So it's been there a while.
It's been there a while, and so it's very needed. And I like the fact that you as mayor and your team are aware of the grants that come through,
yeah.
And you work with the development district
to achieve and
go after those grants. And so you got this now, and you're doing these improvements to make it. Basically, what I heard was you're giving access to people that need it for health, for just with Wi-Fi. Maybe they need the access to look for jobs or access services through internet. You're giving them a place to go and do
that.
And then the nostalgia, I think, of having your county commission meetings back there.
I can't wait for that.
I think that's fantastic.
I do too.
And if you can rehab that room.
Yes.
Where it makes it more efficient for you all, right? Because
yes.
No offense, y'all's meetings are long because you got to call the roll every time.
Yes,
for 24 people.
Yeah,
to vote.
If you get to the electronic vote,
it's a little long, right?
Right, it is. It is.
God, we were there 4 hours one night or so, something like that.
Yeah,
I know you've been there
past
the budget from like 5-6 hours.
Oh yeah, well this year.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
That will speed it up, the electronic voting.
Oh, absolutely.
Which Putnam County has, and several counties do have it. But I think it's great that y'all focused on an area of need, not only for your county, but your people in the county.
Yes.
Is there anything else that's going to happen there?
Well, one of the things we'll do is we'll have Wi-Fi router or whatever they call them on the outside that if you're on that courthouse grant or even possibly, I mean, we put some Wi-Fi transponders in at the soccer field that go up to 5,000 foot. So we'll be able to get some Wi-Fi out down in
That's
the
good.
Downtown area, which will be good for businesses, good for, you know, you want to come sit on the courthouse lawn with your laptop and work. You'll be able to get at Wi-Fi on a pretty fall or spring day. So,
well, I think that's good.
There you go.
Access to people like to be able to access things.
Yes.
And government is there to help with that as much as they can.
And part of my, and you may be fixing to ask this anyways, part of my goal is I want to get, for me, I would love for my office and my, that to be back in that building.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, if to make it make sense, probably maybe finance back there, but that's to be determined.
Sure.
You know, how that's going to work. You know, you got to make it make sense because, you know, you know, there's certain offices that go together. The trustee and the property assessor kind of go together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, or not the trustee. Well, the property assessor and registered deed kind of go together. Well, yeah. Trustee kind of feeds finance. So, I mean, it's, you know, you want to, but you don't want, if somebody comes to pay their property taxes and their get their tags renewed, you don't want them having to go to two different buildings.
Right.
So you want to make that. So I tell people that, you know, so number one portion of this project is, and we think we know the cost somewhere, but is to get new windows and a heat and air system, because that's been what's wrong. We got bad windows that are leaking and a heat and air system doesn't work. So if we can get that and dry it in, because we did some work on a roof a couple years ago, that's dried in. If we can get that and get the temperature controlled, then we can start looking. All right, so the first floor, we have to do this to match the grant. And then the second floor, we have to do this. And then, you know as well as I do, there comes a time when the money runs short and you're like, all right, well, the third floor is going to have to wait for maybe another grant. But that's kind of how we're, you know, a little at a time. One thing I don't want to do, and I've done try to do this with every project we've done, is I don't want to do, well, let's do that cheaper and do something over here. Because if when you do that, you don't want to be the guy in 20 years, somebody looking and going, well, if that idiot had just did it right the first time, I wouldn't be in this position today.
Right.
So if you got the grant, do it right, do it right.
You don't want to be that idiot, right?
I don't want them looking at me as the idiot that didn't do it right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you know when, I'm putting you on the spot, the people in the courthouse moved out of there and went to the Turner Building? Do you have a year in mind? Because that Turner Building was a school,
yeah,
right? But I know they've been there ever since I've been a consultant, like the mayor's office. I don't know how long before that they were there. Because
I'd have to. It's been mid-90s.
Probably, yeah. It's been,
I think they left the courthouse meeting room in the 2000s, maybe.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, yeah, because I had attended.
As somebody said the other day, it was in the 1900s, and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
But it was the 1900s.
Well, it was, yeah. That's, yeah, 25 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, this is the 2000s. Yeah, that was you know, you hear that, and you're like, well, that was a civil war. Yeah. But no, the 1900s was us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was me. Yeah. Yeah, I'm born in the 80s, so I ran 80. But yeah. So is there room for you and other county offices over there, you think?
Not many.
Yeah.
Because you got to, you know, you got two rooms you got to dedicate for use. Then there's the archives question. What do you do with archives?
See, this is a part I love about the show. You and I start pontificating and deliberating.
Oh,
about,
I know.
And we start thinking through things.
I know.
It's not scripted. But so, yeah, I mean, no. you got to have access for that space.
I've made it 53 years unscripted. Why would I start today?
Yeah, exactly. But the Turner Building, and it's a fine building, but it's old, right?
It is old, and it needs some work. And it's a roof. It needs some updates. You know, we've got some issues there. So, you know,
I think it might end up on the historic registry one day.
Probably will. Probably will. I mean, it's an old. It was, you know, before segregation.
But you've looked.
Or desegregation, I said. During segregation, it was African American school.
Sure, yeah. And so I feel like you, and remind me or tell me I'm wrong, back during COVID, you were looking at buying another building.
We were. We looked at buying a building, an old bank building, but it just didn't work out. Well, it was one of those situations where when the CARES Act first came out, it's like, you know, it's restricted. You got to do this to remediate the spread or stop the spread, blah, blah, blah. So we was like, okay, this makes sense.
Yeah.
And then they took that off, and it was like, well, that's a want. Now we can take it and go over here and fix a need.
Fix a need. Yeah. And we talk about that a lot when you guys are in, is the wants and needs. And who determines what's a want, who determines what's a need. And it changes every year.
It does. It really does.
But I think if you found something that was more useful to the public and the county during the pandemic time, you obviously need to spend that money.
You do. I mean, that's
because you're in a space currently and you can make it work.
You can. I mean,
I'll say this: since I started going to Smith County in 2005, those offices have changed a lot, you know, and that's, and y'all have done it just for, to make it easier on everybody.
Exactly.
And, so,
I mean, there's some things we could do up there that, that would fix it up. I mean, I'd love to be able to move, you know, the trustees halfway down the hall. So a lot of times our older and our disabled folks have a hard time getting down there to pay the track. So if we could flip that down in the same end with the clerks, where if you walk in the front door right there, you pay your taxes, your property, you know, stuff like that. That's something that I would love to be able to do, is figure out a way to make that work.
Yeah, and you will, because you have a good team and you're aware. It's like you said, we started off the show, we talked about grants. Grants for improving actual brick and mortar is hard to come by.
Exactly.
And one of the biggest questions commissioners and constituents will ask, especially on grants.
Can we get a grant for that?
Can we get a grant for that? And can we get a grant for building a jail? And
no.
Grants for building jails rarely happen. It is one of those things, especially in Tennessee, it's one of those things where they're going to New York City or they're going to places that are trying to build a jail every day.
Yes.
It don't happen a lot in Tennessee. So no. I'm with Jeff Mason, Smith County Mayor. Good friend of mine. We got one more segment. We've been talking about a lot of updates in Smith County. We'll be back with him in just a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Smith County Mayor Jeff Mason. We have covered a lot of ground, Jeff, and I'm glad. That's why I wanted you in here, updates on Smith County. I have not brought up the budget, and it's not on purpose. It's just we hadn't got there. But, you know, I used to work with y'all hand-in-hand on that.
You did?
I have no idea. Well, I don't want to lie. I try not to lie. I did get a phone call tonight. The budget was being considered the first time.
Right.
From a commissioner asking me a question. I think y'all recessed or something.
Yeah.
And so I was a little bit aware, but you all passed a budget.
We did.
And it wasn't that first night, was it?
No, we – well, we passed a budget that night and passed – went totally out of the blue and passed an appropriation for the school system. And then they had to come back and make their budget fit inside that appropriation. And then we came back and passed that appropriation. So, yeah, it was two meetings, but everything was done the first night outside of that school board appropriation.
So this is where I go down my rabbit hole. And I feel like I can a little bit more now since I'm in a position where I don't work with schools or consult with schools anymore.
Right.
And I'm not going to be critical of the school system at all. But this is
– just don't make me say something.
I mean, you, you're in control of yourself, Jeff. I'm just going to say this about the proposal. They were wanting to give raises. And, of course, you all, as a commission, said, yes, the schools deserve – the school employees, all of them, certified, non-certified, deserve raises. Your question and the commission's question to the schools are, how are you going to pay for it?
Right.
Well, they didn't increase revenue. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what I remember. They didn't increase revenue in their budget. They just added to expenditures. And it put them in like a $7 million deficit or something.
Yeah.
And for a budget that's – I don't even know what their budget is, but $7 million is a significant percentage of their budget.
Their budget, they so last year they spent about $31 million.
So they're projecting a $7 million deficit on a $31 million, you know, that's a significant percentage. That's not easy to recover if you actually spend that, right?
Right.
Well, their argument, I believe, was, well, we don't always spend that. Well, try to budget close to accurate so it doesn't show that
real
deficit.
Real numbers, I think, is what I got beat up over. But
yeah, real numbers. And so I can see, and yeah, I'm a commissioner, so I guess I'm biased, but I can see the hesitation of the commission to approve a budget that doesn't, I mean, not even get close to balance, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And so I can see, I understand the hesitation.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean I'm against, right? Because
nobody was against that. We agreed 100%.
Yeah,
what we were against was the money that they said they needed that they didn't truly need.
In your perspective and the commission's
perspective,
yes.
Yeah, my opinion.
And that was stated, right? That wasn't a secret by you or the commission.
Nope.
I myself have voted every time in Putnam County to give our teachers and non-certified people a raise. It's definitely worthy. But when you increase expenditures, you try to find a way to increase revenue. That's the bottom line. And that was that was kind of the hang up, right? So
that building in Nashville will tell you that that's what you need. You know, if you're going to whatever you spend, you need to be able to pay for. As it was said to that bald headed guy, that wears cowboy boots, he don't like it when you do stuff like that. somebody else. I didn't say that. Someone else said that the other day.
And he's made that clear.
Yes.
The fiscal authority of the state of Tennessee has made it clear in public meetings, at conferences, and education sessions that you want to balance your budget as close as possible.
That's right.
And you want to have a cash flow that gets you through 12 months of expenditures. Mm-hmm. That is where, and I don't want to speak for him, but I've heard it in person. And so there was some hesitation, but you all got through it.
Got through it.
Passed a budget. This is the latest y'all passed a budget in a while, right?
Got through it. Got a little letter, you know, approving our budget, but with a warning, hey, you can't do this. You know, you see what you did, but you don't really need to do this again.
And that was really for one fund, though, right?
That's right, for the 141.
Yeah, for the school. So tell me about the general fund. It was
everything's good.
It's healthy.
It's healthy. I mean, yeah, we ended the year with $8 million in fund balance. Now we're going to take, you know, none of us knows what mortgage or what interest you're going to do this year. We did raises again. We were due our salary study and stuff like that. So we've increased pay for our people. And, you know, that's one thing is, Commissioner Lish and I were talking about the other day. If you look at, if you say what big project, well, we've not really done anything, but we've took care of we've got ourselves in a better financial shape than we were 6 years ago. And we've took care of our employees. We've tried to get our pay up to where it's more competitive. We've tried to, our benefit, our insurance, try to fix that, try to fix some PTO things. You know, we've tried to do that and try to help that. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, I can be mayor, but if I don't have deputies or EMS people or guys that, you know, to bury the trash, what good does me sitting there do?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you got to have the people to provide the service,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and they're the ones that really do the work.
Yeah, and they have to be compensated.
Absolutely,
somehow.
And because in today's world, I mean, we've saw this. I mean, even in the private sector, I tell when I'm talking to business people, we saw this. You know, since COVID, the wages have really got way. I mean, you know, I see now, companies paying stuff that, you know, for entry level jobs that I never dreamed could do. So I mean, you've got to maintain that
within the county. Have y'all had a lot of turnover?
Not, I mean, you see it, but no, for the most part we've kind of tried to keep that back. You have some departments that flip pretty good, but nothing major,
because y'all have taken steps.
We try to take care of
to retain
them. Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, when you hire people, when you hire local folks, they do it for the pay. Everybody, I mean, none of us gets out of bed today if we don't get paid to go to work.
Right.
I mean, it's not a hobby. So
that's true. That's true. Yeah. Work's not a hobby.
It's not. Well, I got that from a Kevin Kisner story from Barstool Sports one time. He was hitting golf balls, and they were talking about how good he was. And he goes, boys, this ain't a hobby. This is how I make my living.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, that's a good point.
Yeah. So, see, there we go.
Yep. Hey, that's why we. Yeah, that's why we're here, though.
But, yes, we've tried, you know, but, you know, you get local people that want to stay home and, you know, that takes a little less than they could make in your county or Wilson County or Sumner County, but they stay home and take care of their people. So that helps.
What scares you the most as mayor of a county that's growing, that's right on the interstate, is not far from Nashville? And I say scare, I'm not trying to say scare is a negative word. What are you most aware of the most, I guess, as a county mayor? What is there anything that keeps you up at night?
What you know, one thing that scares me and you is I look around at our volunteer services, our volunteer fire, our rescue, even you look at your police force, your EMS, and those guys. Where are we going to be in 5-10 years from now? What are we going to do to get young people involved in all of those phases? That's scary.
So. That is scary, and I've been asked that question, and I've talked.
And number
to,
two, I'm gonna steal an answer from from Randy Hetty one time. Number two is, I don't ever want us to not be who we were. You know, we can grow and be, but I still want us to be that little small town where we care and we love. You know, you love your neighbor. You know your neighbor. You know,
friendly, welcoming, kind,
yes,
and you're there to help people.
Yes, I mean, we look around the world today, and it's gone absolutely bonkers. I don't want that in Smith County.
I saw one of your posts the other day. We don't have to bring it up, but I saw one of your posts, and I love the fact. I love your honesty on social media, because not everybody likes it, right?
No,
you can't satisfy everybody. If we tried to do that, we wouldn't be here. But your posts are very honest, and it addresses some of what you just said.
Yeah,
the world's different than we knew it 5 years ago.
It is.
Right?
It is.
And I think when it comes to the volunteer services, it's needed. I've seen counties try to increase, like, per call pay if somebody goes to a fire or whatever, however they got it set up. But outreach and education to our kids in high school, to me,
yeah,
is key. Where you start, is getting them interested in being a volunteer firefighter, volunteer rescue squad, whatever it is that can help, volunteer disaster recovery. That's where you start.
But if that tone goes off at 2 o'clock in the morning, are you saying, well, I'm going to get up because I'm going to make $40?
No,
you get it because somebody's worst day's happening and you want to be there trying to help.
That's right.
And that's what I've always said with my emergency service guys is, you know, we'll figure it out. But yeah. I want to make sure that we show up and take care of people on their worst day.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's part of what people rely on the government for, right?
Right. And that's, you know, back to what, you know, he's talking about, you know, that's another thing that, you know, that strikes me right now, and I'm sure you've seen it with your job, is Washington, D.C., and not as much Nashville, has gave government a bad name.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thinks we're all just hoarding money and back. We're not in Smith County, and probably not not in Putnam County. We're just trying to keep schools open, roads travel, a fire and EMS and law enforcement to protect you, and that's about the extent of it.
Yeah, really, really. That's the basics. That's the essential needs.
Yeah,
right?
We don't have a lot of pet projects or bridges to nowhere.
Right. Yeah, and what anything extra is because the people have asked for it.
Yeah,
and it's been a need that
ain't nobody gave me no stock tips for. Sorry, Nancy, didn't mean to bring that up.
Oh, this is why I love doing this. We should just do this every day, Joe.
We should.
Me and you'd be the only ones listening at the end of it.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I don't know if you, for years, Enrique and Bubba out of Birmingham, I don't know if you ever listened to those guys, but they're going away this year, and that's all they did. They just sit around four guys, and they talk about or wail on each other for, and they burned out pretty.
Well, we are honest here, and our thoughts don't reflect the station's thoughts. But we're honest, but we're also being kind. We're just trying to be.
And I get, I could be wrong, so that's okay.
Oh, yeah. I've been wrong.
I probably am.
A million times.
Yeah, there's a little lady on Bluff Creek Road that will tell you I'm wrong a lot.
Hey, I have that lady, too, not on Bluff Creek Road.
Her famous saying to me is, you're often wrong, but you're never in doubt.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Probably not. I've had that said.
But we're on as good as they are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Jeff, thanks for being here.
Thank you, buddy. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you for what you do for Smith County. Thank you for what you do with the state of Tennessee. You and the other mayors, I saw y'all last month in Murfreesboro. Y'all work together. Y'all are lobbying together on the behalf of your county. So I appreciate that effort.
I graduated fellow of the Appalachian Leadership Institute.
Yes.
So that was pretty cool.
Congratulations on that. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Thank you for doing that. If you need anything, let me know. Good seeing you.
Good seeing you, buddy.
Folks, I hope you've enjoyed it. Go Vols. Yes, that's right. I've had Smith County Mayor Jeff Mason on with me today. Great to catch up with him. Remember, folks, it's a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. That's the only way we survive and get through this life is being kind. Good people like him serving, and we just need to help our public servants out as much as possible. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.